off last week in the middle of the sugya of Novi HaSheker. We're learning Perek HaNechnokin. The Mishnais went in order. Skilo, Srefa, Herek, Chenek. So we had Elohein HaNiskomen, Elohein HaNisrofa. Now we're up to the end. So the Mishnah has that a Novi HaSheker gets Mises Bezin, gets Chenek. Hoiva Adibrei Novi is on the Mises Bezin Shemai. But Novi HaSheker is Mises Bezin on Chenek. The Mishnah has on the fourth line in the Mishnah in Pei Tesam and Aleph HaMisnabei B'Shem Avedis Kachavim. In the Chumash you have several parshios of Novi HaSheker. Last week in the middle of the sugya of Novi HaSheker, we're learning Perek HaNechnokin. The Mishnais went in order. Skilo, Srefa, Herek, Chenek. So we had Elohein HaNiskomen, Elohein HaNisrofa. Now we're up to the end. So the Mishnah has that a Novi HaSheker gets Mises Bezin, gets Chenek. Hoiva Adibrei Novi is on the Mises Bezin Shemai, but Novi HaSheker is Mises Bezin on Chenek. The Mishnah has on the fourth line in the Mishnah in Pei Tesam and Aleph HaMisnabei B'Shem Avedis Kachavim. In the Chumash you have several parshios of Novi HaSheker. So one is one who says a nevuah in the name of an Avedis Zor. Miyomer Kacham Avedis Kachavim. He says over in the name of the Avodah Zarah something. So afilu kibin es ha-halacha l'tamei es ha-tamei l'tahei es ha-tohor, he's also chayiv misas chenek. He's also an obi ha-sheker, and he gets chenek. The Rashash has a strong kasha in connection with this din. The Rambam quotes the Gemara of Loi Bashamayim. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, so many thousands of halachas were forgotten to be able to show Moshe when the people were distraught. They were overwhelmed with the avelos. So they forgot so many halachas. So they approached, the Chachamim approached Yeshua ben Nun. So he asked them, you're a Navi, you should find out Benevu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you a Nevu, what the dinim are. So he says he can't, Lo Bashamayim, there is no such thing. So then they had to work it out, Al Pi Pilpul, Asnil Ben Kanaz. Asnil Ben Kanaz was machzir all of these halachas b'tol pula. But you can't ask, there is no such thing as asking a Navi what the din is. So the Rambam writes, and if a Navi comes and he tells me he got a nevuah from the Rabbanu Shalom, and he starts saying over all of Hilchas Shabbos, all of Hilchas Yontif, all of Hilchas Kashrus. So the Rambam says, afilu kibin es halacha, ala tomei tomei, ala tohar tohar. Even if he says over the right dinim, it's biyadua that he's a Navi HaSheker, because there is no such thing. The Rabbanu Shalom does not give a nevuah to tell you what the dinim are. The Rabbanu Shalom gives you a nevuah on mili di alma, and whether you should invest in AT&T, he gives you a nevuah on whether you should go to war, you should not go to war, on political issues. But he's not going to give a nevuah on halacha. Halacha, break your head and figure out the halacha. The nevuah is only on things that you can't figure out on your own. Politics, etzus, can't figure out on your own. But halacha, we have a procedure. So from the Mishnah it would appear Hamistabe B'Shem Rabbi Dizor, Afilu Kivin Es Halacha V'Tamei Es HaTomei V'Tayra Es HaTohar. But if it's Misnabe B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he demonstrates that he's a Navi Muchzor, the Gemara says on Amud Beis, when do you ever have to listen to any Navi? Glad the person comes and he tells me he's a Navi and he has been a Vua, that I should like tefillin the Shabbos afternoon. He tells me benevuah, I should smoke a cigarette the Shabbos. I should invest in AT&T. He tells me something benevuah. So you don't have to listen unless he establishes a Navi Muchzor. He has to show some ois in my face. Once he shows an ois in my face, then you're obligated to listen to him. Now let's say the fellow, he doesn't have to show an ois in my face every single time he gives a nevuah. Let's say this fellow gives a nevuah once a week, every week he gives a nevuah. So the first time in his life that you want to know whether you have to listen to him, he has to demonstrate some ois in my face. Once he's established, then the Gemara says, Hechzer Muchzor Shaini, that's on Pei Tes on the Beis, and that's on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph. The Gemara says there was Chananya ben Ezor, six lines before the end of the period. There was a biblical figure, Chananya ben Ezor, Shemitchilosa Novi Emes. Originally, he was a real bona fide Novi, and it was given in Hashemayim and Osam Ofis to demonstrate, to establish that he had the status of a Novi. And originally, he was giving the voice Emes, and the people were listening to him and following what he said. And then later on, he saw it as a good racket. So he continued every week, he gave the latest Nevuah, he was making up things. And he didn't have to give an Ois HaMofis every week. He gave an Ois HaMofis many years earlier. And that's it, you have to listen. So the Gemara says that was a tragedy in that case. That's what the Rambam, we mentioned the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, says you have to listen to a Navi. So then he says, maybe the Navi is telling a lie. Maybe he made an Ois HaMofis years ago when he was a Navi Emes, and now everybody keeps on relying on him, and now he's making up things Yesh Me'ai. So how do you know that he's telling the truth? So the Rambam says, what can you do? The halacha says you have to believe him. The halacha says you have to listen. Like two edim come and say that someone is chayiv misa. Maybe they're telling a lie. How do you know that they're telling the truth? So far from, that's the halacha. You have to follow two edim. Even if there's a concern that they may be telling a lie, the halacha says you have to rely on edim. You know, so the halacha says you have to rely on a novi. So let's say a novi made an osam office years ago. And then today he comes and he tells me, you know me, I'm a novi muchzak, I showed an osam office. I tell you, I just got the nevuah, and he starts telling me all the dinim, the correct dinim of Hilchas Tefillin. Sounds good. He says, over all the dinim, how to observe Tefillin. So the Rambam says, Biyodua that is a Novi Asheka, because it cannot be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give a nevuah to a Novi Emes as far as dinim. The Rambam will only give a nevuah neither the Amma. So that's the difficulty. Doesn't that contradict the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, only have the stab of B'Shem B'Vedis Kechavim, Filakibin Es Halacha L'Tami Es HaTomi L'Tayir Es HaTor. But if he's misnabi b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this halacha sounds like he's not a novi asheka. The Rambam is against the Mishnah. That's the problem. The Rambam is against the Right, the Chumash says like that. The Gemara is just quoting the Chumash. The Gemara just adds on, he doesn't have to give an osam mofis every single time he gives a new nevuah. If once he's established himself as a bona fide Navi Emes with an osam mofis, then whatever he says goes. The first one, yeah.
Even the first one could be a false
one. Yeah.
So how would you know?
I don't know. That's what the Chumash says. He gives an osam mofis. Unless he gives an osam mofis, and then he tells you to worship Avodah Zarah, even the Ruach Shor. So that the Gemara says, Biyodua that is a Novi Asheker, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never give even a Hayruah Shor to worship Avodah Zarah. Or if he'll give an Osam Mofis and they'll tell you, if Mikana Labo, the mitzvah of tzitzis doesn't apply. Mikana Labo, the prohibition of Chazer doesn't apply. Izaikar hold the Minatar. So there is no such thing. Then you know, because Eilah mitzvah, Shein Yavish Alacharish Dovah Meyato. That's a klal of the first daf in Megillah, the base. That no Novi can be Yoyker in the Vuas Moshe Rabbeinu Mikolokol. And Novi can get a Hayru Ashur that you should be Mechal Shabbos today, that you should beat somebody up today. Hayru Ashur to violate Shari Surim. But if the Novi is going to say, Hayru Ashur for Avodah Zarah is impossible, that's what the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, about 12 lines from the end of the Perek, on Sadek Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yabohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, by the tiny letter Aleph, Bakol, in all the other areas of Halacha, Yem Melucha Novi, Abor Al Dibei Torah, if the Novi tells you to violate, he tells you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me in Nevuah you should smoke a cigar today on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me in Nevuah you should hit the other person. That was a big mark quoted from Sefer Melachim Aleph on the top of Pei Tes in the Beis. And Novi was told in Nevuah that the other one should hit him. And he didn't hit him, so he was Zayv Al Dibei Novi, he was Chai Misib De Shemai. So if the Novi tells you, Hay Rasha, to violate one of the other dinim Shmalo, Chutz Me'Avedes Kechav. Why? Even if he'll give an osam mofes, that's what it says in Chumash. Even if he give an osam mofes, and to say that you should violate Avodah Zarah only temporarily, the yodua that is a novi ashek. So some of the klalim do appear in the Gemara. The Rambam has a lot of klalim. So the Gemara says one klalim novi. There's no such thing as a nevuah to be oikir any din from the Torah mikol b'kol. That's elah mitzvah. Shein novi shal chadish davar miyat. It can't be oikir a mitzvah mikol b'kol. You can't have a Navi who's giving a Nevuah to be over on Avodah Zarah, even though he's Rosh Hashanah. If any Navi says that, even though he's a Navi Muchzav, the Yadu is a Navi Hashem. But then the Rambam adds on. If the Navi tells you that what the Halacha is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that the Din is X, Y, Z. And even if that is the Din HaMekubal, that's what the Taka says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rambam says, Biyadua that is a Navi Hashaker, because Bichlal there's no such thing as a Nevuah on Halacha. Nevuah is only on Amila Di Alma, on other things.
The
Rishonim say,
how would we justify
that Teku, there's a Shita Mukubetzes on Gittin. I don't think it was printed yet, but the Chidor quotes, he had a Ksaviyat, a Shita Mukubetzes on Gittin. So he quotes a Shita in the first Perek that Teku is the Rosh Hitevis Tishbi, Eliyahu Tishbi, Yitaret Kushis Yabais. Eliyahu Novi will forever for everything. So the how's Eliyahu Novi going to go? I mean, Benevuah. That's what it sounds like, he's going to say Benevuah. So it's very schwer. So the truth of the matter is, they say in the name of Rav Elbel Soloveitchik that it's not really true. That Teiku is not the Rosh Teikus, Tishbi Yitarets Kushes Babas, because we look through Gan Shas, the Gemara never has a Teiku after Akasha, only after Anibaya. Anibaya means a suffix. What is the din in this case? The Gemara will sometimes say Teiku if they don't know the answer. They never say Teiku after Akasha. When they ask Akasha, they don't know the answer. They say Kasha. We don't know the answer. They never say Teiku. So he says Teiku is not a Rosh Teikus. Why did the Rishayim falsify? Shid Mekubetz's quotes that the Rishonim used to say this, and all the Malamdim in Europe used to train the children. The Teikos of Rosh Hashanah, Tishbi Tarz Kushes Rabbis. Rav Elbel Soloveitchik said, even though it wasn't true, they said it to instill within the Talmidim and Emunah and Bias HaMashiach. But the truth of the matter is not that Eliyahu HaNavi. If Eliyahu HaNavi will come, he will not be able to say, according to the Ran, will not be able to be Mevar Da'aloch has been Nevuah. He may be able to be Mevar facts of the case been Nevuah. If you don't know what the facts are, I find an Aveda. So the Gemara said, Yehi Murachat Shiyav Aliyah. If you find an Aveda, you don't know whom to give it back to, and you don't, no one produces any Zimanim. So then the Gemara says, Yehi Murachat Shiyav Aliyah. So then Aliyah Anavi will be Baglaik, they'll be believed. He's not saying what the Halach is, he's saying Benavu, who the correct owner is. He's saying what the Mili Dalma, he's not saying Halacha there. That's how the Maritz Chais has a long Harichas. And the Sefer Torah Sanavi. Aliyah Anavi, Reni Navi, can Paskin a Shaila. If the Nekudas HaSafik is what the facts are, what is the Mitzvah? But if the Navi is going to say the Nebu, what the Halacha is, see, that's what the Rambam says, there is no such thing. On the Mitzvah. Okay, only in Adachah, but if he says the Nebu, if he says the Nebu, then we got to believe him. Okay. That's the question. Is the Rambam right or is the Rambam not right? It's a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Rambam. That's the question. Who do we assume is right over here? That's the problem. So the Taisvis, in a few Masichtas, talks about the contradiction between the two Gemaras. The Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Yevamos, and the Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Erev, and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says, in the many disputes between the Bisham and Bisil, we generally have accepted the views of the Bisil. Mar says, why? Number one, because they were the Rabbim, Yochid V'Rab, Malachid V'Rab. Number two, because the Baskol came out from heaven and said, Halacha G'Besil. So the Gemara considers that a valid reason to Baskol like Besil, because the Baskol came out and said, the Halacha is like Besil. Then there's the Gemara in Baba Metzia. But the Gemara says they had the many disputes between Rav Leizer and Hachamim. And Rav Leizer said, how can you argue with me? And he says, Kaisle Beis HaMedush Yechichu, and the Amasamayim Tochiach, and the trees outside started to fly, all the Simonim and Hashemayim, until finally, so Rabbi Yeshua says, the trees don't pass Meshalas, and the river doesn't pass Meshalas, and the walls of the Beis HaMedush don't pass. Then he says, heaven should say, so Baskol came out from heaven and said, Halachik Reb Leizer Lechom Mokim, he always passed like Reb Leizer. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo Bashamayim. We don't listen to the trees, we don't listen to the Kaisle Beis HaMedush, we don't listen to the river, we don't listen to Lo Bashamayim. So you see from the Gemara there that Lo Bashamayim, you don't listen to a Baskol. Here the Gemara says, the Halacha is like the soul because of the Baskol. That's Tosis Kashin. So Tosis suggests a Teretz. Tosis suggests a Teretz. That by Basil and Meshamai, the Baskol was not in contradiction with the Halacha. By Reb Leizer, Reb Yehuda, the Baskol was against the Halacha. By Basil and Meshamai, the Basil were in the majority. But the Bishamai held that the Halacha should be like them because Mechadid Itfei. That's the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Yevamos. The Gemara says that generally speaking, Bishamai were sharper minds than the Basil. It doesn't mean Basil were dull, but it means Bishamai were sharper than Basil. So in addition to all of the other many disputes between the Bishamai and the Basil, they had another Machlaikis. The Pasuk that says in Parshas Mishpatim and Chumash Achiram Mahatas that you have to follow the majority, let's say you have a Bezdin of three, and two Dayanim say one way, and the third Dayan says Farkert, and the third Dayan is much sharper mind than the other two. So the Beis Shammai hold that the Yochid for Rabbim, Halacha K'Rabbim, only applies if they're all equal level of sharpness. But if one is sharper than the other, he can't be outvoted by the two who are weaker than him. So that's what they held. The Halacha has to be like them against the Beis Shammai because they're Mechadid Itveh. Beis Shammai held no. The Pasuk, in addition to all the other machlokes they had, this was another machlokes. The Sil held that Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim applies, even if the Yochid, even if the minority, is Mechadid Itveh, sharper in mind than the Rabbi. So this was a legitimate machlokes. What's the din of Achir Rabim Lahatis? Does it apply when the Yochid, when the Niut is Mechadid Itveh? So the Baskol came out in Paskin on that issue. Baskol said, the Halacha is Yochid v'rab malachi kirabim, even if the miyut is b'charu d'itvei. So it's not that the Basco came out to say against halacha. The Basco came out and said, on this machlok is an interesting shayla. What's the din? Yochid v'rab malachi kirabim, when the miyut is b'charu d'itvei. So the Basco was machriya d'halacha. So Tosfos says, that's legitimate. You can have a nevuah on that, it seems from Tosfos. You don't say lo b'shamayim. You can have a nevuah on that, you can have a Basco on that. If you don't know what the din is, the Basco or the Nabi can tell you what the din is. But if you know what the din is, we have a psak already. There's a machlokes of Lez and Rabbi Yeshua. There's a machlokes Yochid the Rabbim. And it's not Mechadu Diktvei. Not that the miyut is more sharp than the Rabbim. And it's already, you always get paskan like the Rabbim. And then the Basco is coming to tell me against the Klovi HaPsak. So that's what Tosfos says. A Baskola tells me against the Psak, against the way we figured out how. By the Bisham and Bisil, it wasn't yet established what the Psak is supposed to be on the Shaila. Whether Acharam Mahatas applies in the case of Mechadu Diktvei. So the Baskel said what the din is. So we'll accept it. We'll accept the Novi also. We'll accept it. You don't say Lab HaShemayim to be Mubarak din that you don't know. But already when you have the Machlokes, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, there's already always get passed in the Halachas like Reb Yeshua against Reb Lezer because he had the Rabbi. So now he's saying the Baskel says the din is like me in violation of the Kloli HaPsak. So that's what Tosfos says. Of course Lab HaShemayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to give a Nevuah. And he's not going to give a paskal to paskan against the klal ha'psak. He gave us lo b'shamayim. He gave us the klal. How to paskan halacha? So the way Tosfos presents it, it sounds like it is possible to have a nevuah min hashamayim to be mevareh din. But now he comes and he gives an osam ofi. So he gave us some osam 20 years ago. And he's still blacked in the status of a nabi muchzor. And it tells you he got a nevuah that this and this is the halacha. So it is not saying contradicting what the halacha is. We don't know what the din is. A new shayla comes up, but we don't know. A new shayla and basa b'chala comes up, we don't know the din. The Navi says, I just got in the wood, the din is kafaka. So it sounds from Tosfos that you would listen to the Navi. And the Rambam writes explicitly, not so. So that's the problem. The Rambam is in contradiction to this mission. That what? Such a case, I learned against the halacha. The wind of tea, I don't think so. The Rambam just writes, no such thing as a nevuah what the din is. I feel a kivin as halacha. He doesn't only go in a case when it's against the way we pass.
Doesn't the Gemara say that when to be
mevar the facts, yeah. If there's a person who is assumed to be a kohen and is really a cholo, there are people who are assumed to be chalol or mamzerim or nesinim or something, they're really not, and they made a bilbil on them generations ago. And it's not really true. So Eliyahu HaNavi will ascertain what the Mitzias is. Yeah, that's the Mishnah. Mishnah in the end of Eli. He says Eliyahu HaNavi will come to be Mevar, just what the facts are. The Mishnah says he won't come, Lola Tamev, Lola Tahir, Lola Esav, Lola Hat. He's not going to pass on any Shabbos. And if he will pass on Shabbos, it won't be Bekoach HaNavua. It will be as a Tam Chacham who'll pass on, not as a Navi. Yeah. I mean, so that Mishnah, Ein Eliyahu HaNavi, Lola Tamev, Lola Tahir, that sounds like the Rambam. That sounds like the Rambam, that a Navi never, if you extend it, he said, not only Eliyahu Navi, our Baruch Hu will never send any Navi to tell you what a din is. But this Mishnah sounds like Pesach already. That's the Rosh Hashanah's kash. That's a problem.
What about Rambam, like RL, that you read from Yefesko, or Adolf from Yefesko, he said that Yefesko, there wasn't a book to Yefesko to teach about the RL today.
That's what the Gemara asks that. How can it be? You mean Yecheskel HaNavi gave a new din? The Gemara has on the last line on Pei Gimel on the base. Dovizem Eteres Moshe Rabbeinu Lola Matna Shabbat Yecheskel Dabuzi Vilim Don. We never knew it from the Torah. Yecheskel HaNavi told us. So the Gemara is on Chav base on the base. The same Gemara as earlier. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, and what happened until Yecheskel HaNavi came? It wasn't known. Isn't that a violation of Ein Novi Shavachadish Dova Meyato? So the Gemara says, no, it was always Gemara Gemiri, lo, v'asi yecheskel, as mecheyakro. You know, it's 10 lines from the bottom of Chav Beis on the base. The Gemara on Pei Gimel on base just quotes that line. That Dovah Zemetaris Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadna, from the Chumash we cannot derive this din, that an oral, Kohen oral is not allowed to be makor karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. There is no pasuk in Chumash. Ad sheboy yecheskel v'lem don, yecheskel HaNavi tells us. So the Gemara Chav Beis on the base, 10 lines from the bottom, has the kasha. How can it be? That's in violation of Ein Novi Rosh HaMachadish Dov Miyat. He's saying a new din based on Nevuah. Yeah. How can it be? You mean, so that Gemara sounds like the Rambam. How can it be? So that the Gemara answers, no, it was always a Hilchus of Gemara Lo. They always had an oral tradition. Taka Dov is a Meteres Moshe Rabbeinu Lelamad, that doesn't appear in Teresh Betzav. Well, we always had a Kabbalah, Halacha Moshe Mitzina. Gemara, Gemiri Law, we always had a tradition. He put it into the Torah Shebichzav. He put it into the Sefer HaNevuos, and now it's part of Torah Shebichzav, part of Tanakh. But he didn't have a Nevuah to invent the Yesh Mayayin. It already existed before. That's the simple mashmos of the Gemara's Kasha, because they know Rosh HaLechadish Dov HaMayato. You can't have a Nevuah, you have to Moshe Rabbeinu tell you any din. Even though it's not contradicting what Moshe Rabbeinu said, just adding on a new din, saying a new vod. A Kohen Aron is not permitted to be Makor Kabbal. So that Gemara sounds like the Rambam. That Gemara sounds like the Rambam. But this Mishnah is a problem. Yeah.
The Gemara says on. What did they do? They were just standing there. It was a lonely shepherd.
They shouldn't have allowed him to do Shchut Echutz. They should have stoned
him.
Should have stopped him. When they see that someone is about to do an Averis, he's supposed to stop him. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara has a whole sugi whether Ovid in Nishdin or Nafshe, or Loy Ovid in Nishdin or Nafshe. Are you allowed to take the law into your own hands or not? The other guy owes me $100. So do I have to go to court in order to make a halt in Torah? It's going to cost me time. Can I just sack him in the face and take the money out of his pocket? I know about this. So the Gemara says that Lafrusha Misur, if someone is doing an Avera, Lafrusha Misur, everybody's masking the Rabbin in his dinner with Lafshe. So it's clear that it's an Avera. Everyone is permitted and obligated. Nasis Yoda Kishle Bezmi. He's allowed to stop him. So that's the Gemara's question. How did they allow Eliyahu HaNavi to be Makrib Shchut Echus? They should have prevented him. So the answer is, he says, b'nevuah.
The Russian is not good. The Russian should have been, if that's the way one has to learn to work, the Russian is not that
good. I don't remember.
How would it start? Maybe they have the water, they poured the water. Who poured the water? Maybe, I don't know.
Who did the shechita? It says in the Navi.
It
says Eliyahu HaNavi did the shechita. Language. I don't know. Don't know. But this would also be a problem. Even if Vaisar didn't do anything, he did everything. They shouldn't have allowed him to do. He said, Meshuggah comes, he's going to burn down the shul. He got a nevuah to burn down the shul. Hey, don't let him burn down the shul. He's going to burn down all the Gemaras. What are you doing? Shchut Echutz. He's not Amigdash. You should stone him. You shouldn't let him. Eliyahu HaNavi started up the whole thing though. So they shouldn't have allowed him in the first place to make such an arrangement. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one. He initiated the whole thing. So that's the kasha. How could they let him get away with such a thing? They should have stopped him. The Rabbam should have stopped him. The Balabatim should have stopped him. Then we more spoke about Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu by the Akedah was also a problem. How could Yitzchok believe the father? The father's going to kill him. So how did you let the father kill him? What do you mean? Did he show no some office on that day? It doesn't say in the Chumash. The Gemara says, no, Shengi ben Anali Muxik from a long time ago. Avraham Avinu showed us some office years earlier when he had other nevuahs. And on this occasion, because he had already been established as a Navi Muxik, so he didn't have to make another Osam office. So that's why Yitzchak had to believe him. So once the Gemara mentioned about Avraham Avinu by the Akedah, so they go a little agada to avort on the Akedah, a few comments on the Akedah. So they have the comment and the pasuk.
Nobody was ever mitzvah to kill it. But even if he has to save his wife. Wife. Good, yeah. The Rebbeinu told him to kill me, but I have my own mitzvah.
No, but that's part of the nevuah. Part of the nevuah is that you have to shecht your son. He has to allow you to do it. Yeah.
If you believe him, why did he say Vayakov? Why did he find out?
He's afraid that he'll have a reflex action to jump away. So he says, make sure that you tie me up. We know the din is that you're not supposed to run away, but instinctively a person is going to run away to save life. So he said, tie me up. So the Gemara has the comment, a few comments on the Akedah. So the Gemara has one of the comments, Kachnas Bincha, when the lines are still narrow, before they become wide. So on the third line, before they become wide, it says, Kachnas bincha, Am Rav Shimon bar Abba, Ein lo, El Lashon Bakosha. That the Rabbanu Shlom was asking a Teiva from Avraham Avinu. What does that mean, Lashon Bakosha? So the Ran has in the Drushas Haran, and he has in the Chidush Haran al HaTorah, the same The same thing for years, they weren't so sure whether the Drosha Saran is really by the Ran or by somebody else. And then they found the Ksav Yad of the Chidush Aran on Chumash. He has the same thing that he has in the Drosha. The Zelba Ran, the same Ran on the Gemara. The Ran who wrote the Drosha, the same person. So he has a whole interpretation of this. He takes this to mean like this. The Rabbanu Shalom didn't command Avram Avinu to sheft his son. He said, you know what? I want to ask you a favor, but if it's too difficult, so you don't have to do it. But if you'll do it, I'll appreciate it very much. Could you do me a favor and kill your son? If you don't want to, you don't have to. So that was quite a nisoy. Because the Velt is bothered with the conscience. What's the nisoy? We never had a nevuah, but if the Rabbanu Shalom gives a nevuah, a clear nevuah, that you should sheft your son. So why is it so difficult? Why is it considered the greatest of the 10 nisyanis of Avram Avinu that he was prepared to kill his son? If the Rabbanu Shalom appears to him and he tells him a nevuah. So different suggestions were given to answer that kasha. So the Ran says that's the answer, because the Rabbanu Shalom never really commanded him. He said, I'll ask you for a favor. If you don't want to, you don't have to. If it's too difficult, don't do it. But you would really do me a great type if you would kill your son. So that's quite a nisai. That's what the Ran interprets in his more. No, although the Shon Bakasha, he didn't command him to do it. The difficulty is when you continue the Hemshech of the Gemara, it doesn't sound like that in the Gemara. The Gemara continues. Then on the last narrow line, the Gemara says, Moshe, it's the same Mandoma speaking over here. What is it, a Braisa, I think? Rabbi Yechanan, Mishim, Rabbi Yechanan, Ben Zimra. Yeah. So he continues right there, so he says, Moshe, the Melech, Basav, Adam, Sham, Dola, Mohammed, Habib, Hoyla, Gibber, Echad, and Tzokhan, on the first white line, the Yamim, after many years, Am, Dola, Mohammed, Hazoka, there was a very big war. Amalai said, the king asks the general, please, I want you to fight this war out, because if you're not going to fight this war, you're going to say that all the other wars were not. So it sounds like the king is commanding him, but he's only asking him a taifa. That's what it means. He's only asking him, the general retired already, he's asking him to come back into active duty. That's what it means. The Pashup Shat, the king is commanding the general, and he says, I really need you to fight this war in order that people shouldn't say that he wasn't so able to get him before. It was just easy for him to win all the wars. So I don't know. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara doesn't really seem to say like the Ran suggested in the Gemara. Avraham Avinu was given in the Vua that this would constitute a Midas Chassidus. Yitzchak is supposed to go along. It's up to Avraham to decide if he wants, the Nevuah was, it's up to Avraham to decide if he's prepared to do a favor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if Avraham Avinu decides he wants to do it, so Yitzchak is supposed to go along. That's part of the Nevuah. That's implicit in the Nevuah. That's the Ran. Okay, the Ran can press it into the Gemara. But the Pashup Shat in the Gemara doesn't, my impression was it doesn't really fit in well in the Gemara. Then the Gemara in the bottom of the daf, Tana Rabbanon, the last 7-8 lines, the Gemara has a brace of Tana Rabbanon, that there is a double machloikes hatanoim. There is a din of Mesis and there is a din of Mediach. Mesis is one who's trying to convince somebody else to worship Abed Azar. Mesis is Hayochid. And a Mediach is a Mediach es Harabim. Usually we use the expression Mediach be'ir hani dachas, a city in Eretz Yisrael where the majority of the people in the city worship Abed Azar. And somebody from the city, two people from the city, convinced everybody else to worship Avodah Zarah. So you have all the dinam ha-mesis on Samach Zayin Amid Aleph. How come? Because that's Elohein ha-niskolim. The mesis gets skila. The Obed Avodah Zarah gets skila. If I convince somebody to worship Avodah Zarah and he listens to me, he gets skila for worshiping Avodah Zarah. And because I coaxed them, I convinced them, I get the same Einish as him. Is it feasible to say that I get a greater Einish than him? I get the same Einish. The Mesis gets Skila, Pasim, and Chumish, and the Obed Avodah Zarah gets Skila. What about a Midiach? Midiche, Anshi, Irani, Dachas. If the rival ear worships Avodah Zarah, so instead of giving them Skila, the Halacha says that they get Saif. So Saif is Mamish on the bottom of this. Skila, Srefa, Herik, Chenik. Not on the bottom, next to the bottom. It's lower than Skila. So would you say that a Midiach, the Medicha Yirani Dachas should be a regular din of Mesis? The regular din of Mesis, they're going to get Skila. And the Anshi Yirani Dachas are going to get only Saif. That the one who's convincing them to worship Avodah Zarah gets a greater punishment than they get. Is it possible to say that? So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. Medicha Yirani Dachas beskila. Reb Shimonai mebechenek. Tanakam holds that they do get Skila. And the Gemara says, you learn that. Mesis from Medicha. Gzeira Shavim. Meses ki hadocha hadocha gzeira shavim. My time rabbanon gami hadocha hadocha. He meses. They learn how to say. So it's interesting. The media, the one who convinces Dan Shirley Dachas to worship Abrizor gets skila the same as a meses gets skila. But the meses who gets skila gets the same punishment as the person who worshipped Abrizor. Here he gets a greater einish than Dan Shirley Dachas. They don't get skila. They get the sight. That's what the Tanakhama holds. That's what the Tanakhama holds. The Minchas Chinuch has an interesting insight. He claims that the difference between Mesis and Medea is not the two different parshias in the Chumash, Mesis and Medea. The din of Medea is not only Medichei Ir Hanidachas. We're going to start later. After we finish the parak, we'll start the din of Hanidachas in the end of the Mesir. So it's not only Medichei Ir Hanidachas, where the whole city is burnt down, Seraphtis Kolir, Kula Kolil, and so on, and you give everybody Sayif and you burn all the people's properties. Normally, when a person does an aver for which he deserves an einish misin bezin, is mamoyn and polat. You don't burn down all. You don't destroy his property. The property goes to the yorshim. But by the anshim and idachas, we lower the einish misin instead of skila. The mishnah says they get. The pasuk says, "Ake sakes yeshvi rahi lefi cherev." They get sight to the verish pasuk, and it says, "Seraptus kolir." You have to burn all the property of the people who live in the city. So. The original case of Medichim is by Medichim Yemeni Dachas, where the Anshi Yemeni Dachas are worshipped Avin Zorah are only going to get Sayyid. And you have the Machlokes Satanoim, whether the Mediach still gets Skilo, the Chachamim, the Rab Shimon, the Rabbanah, all the Medichim still get Skilo, they get worse. Rab Shimon says that can't be. It must be Bechenik. It cannot be. It happens that Chenik, we assume Chenik is lower than Sayyid. The Anshi Yemeni Dachas get Skila Sreifa Herik Chenik. So we pass when the Chenik is lower than Herik. So the Anshi Yemeni Dachas get Sayif, and Reb Shimon claims that the Mediach gets Chenik. What if there's a Mediach, he convinces hundreds and thousands of people to worship Bava Dizah, but it's in Chutz Lords. So there's no Din of Yemeni Dachas. So there isn't going to be a Din that all of the people are going to get Sayif. The din of Yemeni Dachas have a lot of conditions. It has to be in Eretz Yisrael, it has to be the majority of the city. Let's say you have 10 million people live in New York City, let's say 10 million people live in the city, and they only convinced 4.5 million people to worship Baba Dazar. I mean, Diachas Arabim, 4.5 million people, but it's not the rive of the city. Let's say even if New York City would be in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, it wouldn't have a din of Yemeni Dachas because miut of the city worshiped Baba Dazar. So the Minchas Chinuch says, that's also called the Mediach. Mesis means Mesis is Hayochi. Mediach means Mediach is Harabim. Doesn't matter whether he succeeded in giving this Rabim a Chal Hashem a din of Yoni Dachas or not. Whenever it's a Rabim as opposed to a Yochid, you have the dinam of Mediach, and you're going to have this Machloike Satanam. So it's interesting in that case. New York City, located in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, imagine a city in Eretz Yisrael has 10 million, population of 10 million. And two Medichim convince 4.5 million people of the city, less than 50%, to worship Baba Dazara. So we're going to give skila to all of the people. So there's still going to be a machlokes. The Reb Shimon is going to say, you can't give the Medichim, since the Medich as a rabbin, it's not a din of Mesis, it's a din of Mediach. So Mediach is Bechenek. Mediach is not the skila, Mediach is Bechenek. Not only because of the Svarah, the Mesis can't get. The one is being machshel, the balaver, can't get a bigger einish than the balaver. Even by Mediachas Aniyut, as long as it's Mediachas Arabim, it's less than right. Oh, he holds that it's Mocham. Oh, so he holds that what? That it does get worse. That it does get worse. Oh. Reb Shimon is the Tana. Oh, so it's wrong what I'm saying. So it's not correct. Okay. So that's not what's bothering him, Hezbollah. I thought maybe that's what was bothering him. That's not what's bothering him, Shah. He just learns that from the Psukim that is Bechenek. I forgot already that it's Reb Shimon is the one who holds for Kim. Okay. Yeah. How do you determine whether it's Mesis is Hayochid and Mediach is Arabim? What says Hayochid? What says Arabim? How many people does he have to try to convince to worship Abin Azad that it should be called a Rabbi? If you would have said that Mediach is only Din and Irani Dachas, if they get the status, if the people who worship Abin Azad are Nidon, the Torah, Irani Dachas, So then the Mediach, the Mesis, has the status of a Mediach. But the Minchas Chinuch says that it's not so. Whenever he's a Mesis, as a Rabbim, has a different din, has a Mediach, and that's the Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabban. So how do you define a Rabbim? A million people, a half a million people, 1,000 people. How many does it have to be? So he quotes a Machlokes Achreinim, whether it's 3 or 10. What is the machlokes based on? He quotes the Gemara has a din in Bechoris and the Gemara has it in Gittin. There's a klal of there's a neder and there's a neder shehuda barabim. One opinion in the Gemara, a neder that was taken in public, huda barabim is ein lahator ve ein lahator. It's a new din. We rather do not accept that halacha. We say neder shehuda barabim is the same as neder that a person took privately, but a neder shehuda al das rabim. If a person takes a neder and he says this neder should be adas rabim with the approval of the community, so that's considered a mochamad diga neder ve'elo hatorah. Maybe hafora does have, but hatorah doesn't have. If you hold from the first opinion neder shuda bar rabim, then the Gemara says ve'elo hafora ve'elo hatorah has neither. But that we don't accept. So the only pass from neder shuda adas rabim said that. I think Taisa says ve'elo hatorah doesn't have, but hafora doesn't. So the Gemara has a machlekes hamoraim. How do you label it? How many people does he have to say? He's taking the neder, al-das plenty of plenty, al-das two people is already called the rabbin, but he need 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people or 500 people, how many do you need? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether neder shuda al-das rabbin, what's the chaloshem rabbin? Whether rabbin is 3 or rabbin is 10. So one amor in the Gemara says rabbin is 3. As it says in the parsha of Zova, isha kisazu zomo, how does it say? Yomim Rabim below es nidosa. Nida is when the dam is be'es nidosa, zav is below es nidosa. And the Loshana Pasuk is Yomim Rabim. Isha kisazu zayv doma. Yomim Rabim below es nidosa. So the Gemara says Yomim is miut Rabim shnayim, means aria 2 days in a row. And Rabim is one more ishloisha. So you see that the word Rabim ishloisha. From the mashmos of that Pasuk, Yomim Rabim, Yomim ishnayim. Because miut Rabim shnayim. And Rabim, Yomim Rabim, Rabim adds on nochat day, makes it into 3. So that's the opinion that is Bishloisha. Then the next Amar in the Gemara says no, that it's 10, because in Sefer Yeshua, when the Givonim came and they fooled Yeshua ben Nun into believing that they're from the Eretz Mechoika, and not from the Zainumus who live in Eretz Yisrael, and they came to make peace because they heard he wants the Jews want to wipe out the whole world, they want to control the whole world. And Yeshua ben Nun says, we're not interested in controlling the whole world. We just want the Zainumus who live in Eretz Yisrael. They tell him we're not from the Zainumus. And he made a peace treaty with them and says, we're not going to start off with you. And then he found out right away that they lied to them. They were from the Zainumus of Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says it would have constituted a Chilal Hashem if the Bnei Yisrael would violate their promise to them. So they didn't kill the Givonim, Vayitnim Yehoshua l'chad v'yetzim al-Shoah v'imayim. That's why they're called the Nesinim, because Vayitnim Yehoshua. He designated that they should be Avodim to Bnei Yisrael, and they should serve as the Bnei Yisrael. They should schlep water, and they should chad v'yetzim al-Shoah v'imayim. So the Pasuk says that they didn't kill the Givonim, ki nishbu lahem roshei ha'edah, because the leaders of the Klal Yisrael swore to the Givonim. They swore on the false pretense. They swore thinking that the Givonim were me'eretz v'chayka. They didn't realize that they were from the Zainos. So it says, ki nishbu lahem roshei ha'edah. So the Gemara understands that to mean that it was a pashup shat, you can say, because it would have been a chil l'ashem. Strictly speaking, the shvur was betoyes, because it was on the false pretenses. But still, it would be a chilul Hashem because they had sworn to them, and the Givonim already let everybody know that the Jews swore, and they made a peace treaty. That's the Pasha B'Shat. So the Gemara understands now, K'nishbol Ham Rosh Ha'eda, because it was a Shvu Al Das Rabim. And a Shvu Al Das Rabim, there's no way to make a Hatorah. That's how the Gemara interprets it. Since the Pasuk says, K'nishbol Ham Rosh Ha'eda, and Eda always means a minion of 10. When the Meragim came back and they gave the bad report about Eretz Yisrael, so two of them said good reports, and 10 said a bad report. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Amasel Eida HaRazos, Eida means 10. That's how the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin established. That din in the Foshis says B'chop Gimel, because it says, V'shoftu HaEida, V'hitzilu HaEida. You have to have the possibility of Eida, 10 Dayanim saying Chayiv Misa, V'shoftu. And the Hitzilu Eda means the possibility of 10 Dayanim saying that he's Pata from Misa. You have to have 10 and 10, you need already 20 Dayanim. And 20 Dayanim is going to be even, 10 against 10, so I ain't going to be Machriya. So you have to have 21 Dayanim, maybe there's in Shapo. But that only is possible if it's going to be 11 to 10, a split vote, if it's going to be Liftur. If they want to say that he's Pata from Misa. One of the 21 Dayanim want to say that he's Chayiv Misa. So it's only going to be a Roiv of Echot, so that's not good. You have to have a Roiv of Shnayim, so you need 22 Dayanim. 22 Teignish, he can split 11 and 11. Ein Bezen Shuffles. And in Mela, that's how we arrived at the number of 23. That's how the Mishnah concludes. So the whole story begins because it says, V'shaftu Ho'eda, in Parshas Masa it says, the end of Chumash Bamidbar. It says, V'shaftu Ho'eda, V'hitzilu Ho'eda. And Eda means Asara. That's how the Mishnah says in Megillah, Rabbi Shabikdusha in the Ninim, because there's been Igdash to Besach B'nai Yisrael, and the word Toch appears over there by Eido. He bottled the Toch Eido Hara Hazel. So since the word Toch appears in Chumash in connection with the word Eido, and Eido we know means 10, so that's how you know that Rabbi Shabikdusha needs Asor. So the word Eido always means Asor. So that's the second Mandalma of the Gemara. The second Mandalma says, and an Eder Shehuda Barabin. Or we paskin, we don't hold from the Eder Shehuda Barabin, paskin Eder Shehuda Aldas Rabin. It's a different Chaloshem, a different category of a Neder, Shvua Neder. So if you have a Neder Shehuda or Aldas Rabin has to be 10 or more. If it's less than 10, is no, because it says, Kinish Bulahem, Roshe Ho'eda. That's the Machlokes in the Gemara. So then Minchas Chinuch quotes, and some Achrayim Shtel Tzu the Gemara. Neder Shehuda, Aldas Rabim, how many do you need to be called Rabim? Is it 3 or 10? Is a Machlokes Amaroim? So the same Machlokes Amaroim will apply over here. If you want to determine, does he have the din of a Mesis? Does he have a din of a Midiach? That's how we go to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, the Midiach is Bechenek. Midiach in Idachas, according to Reb Shimon, are Bechenek. We paskin is Beskila anyway. So it does make a difference, the Mesis and the Midiach, they're both going to get Skila. But if you want to know, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. Which Mesis gets Skila, which Mesis gets Chenek? So if he's Mesis one or two people, then he only gets Skila. If Mesis three or more, it's going to be a Machlokes. If Mesis 10 or more, then it's going to be Chenek. But 3 or 10, that's going to be a Machlokes Achrayim. And the Minchas Chinuch Taina is another Achrayim Taina. No, that's not correct. Allah's anim askim, all the Amoraim, and the Gemara in Gittin, and the Gemara in Chorus, they all agree that Rabbim, Chavashay Rabbim is 3. It's not the Machlokes 3 or 10. The second Amoraim, the Gemara holds a Neder Shehuda, Aldas Rabbim, doesn't really depend on Rabbim. Rabbim in Kala Tarakula really means 3. It's a different part over here. It says, Kinish Bulahem Roshe Ha'edo, it has to be an Edo. So there's a local din, and Neder Shehuda, Aldas Rabbim has to be 10. But if it would be a different instance where it depends on Yechidim versus Rabbim, everybody would agree that Rabbim is Shlosha. So that's why it says in Choshev Mishpat, Nesimin Shin Lamed Gimel, in the Hilchas Chiras Poel. So the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, on the bottom of the tour, quotes the following din from the Mordechai. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah doesn't quote it, but Rabbi Kivege quotes it. In the name of the Darkei Moshe, on the tour, that he quotes it from the Mordechai, the following din, that when do you require a Kinyan? If I want to, let's say I want to sell you property, or if I want to obligate myself to work for you. So when do you say you have to have a kinyan to obligate the worker to do the job for the boss? That's only if you want to obligate yourself to a yochid. What if a person is obligating himself to the rabbim, either to the community, or to a whole a bunch of shutvim? There's a whole corporation, a whole bunch of people have a shutvis together. Even if it's not the kehillah, even if it's not the tzibur per se, it's a big bunch of shutvim. So one who is the rabbim do not require a maisi kinyan in order to be kinyan. If someone agrees, I'm going to sell you the furniture for $25 each chair, and they say, okay, maskim, I'm going to buy it, and then he changes his mind before they made a kinyan. He wants to charge $30 a chair. So since they both agreed already, even though they didn't make a maisi kinyan, so the mordechai is machadish. Mordechai quotes Balei HaTosfos that the rabbim do not require a maisi kinyan in order to be kinyan. And who are the nami? If a person promises to work for the rabbin, not only for the kehillah, for the yeshiva, for the shul, he promises to work for a group of people, and the Mordechai throws in, how many people does it have to be? It's up to 3. 3 is a rabbin. Irrespective of the machloikis, even if you hold that you need 10 for Neder Shehuda or Aldas Rabbim, that's because of that Xeris HaKos of the Pasuk in Yeshua, Kinish Bolehem Roshi Ha'edah. Because over there it's a Vort of Eda, it depends on Eda. But in Kol HaTarakul, if it doesn't depend on Eda, it just depends on a Vort of Rabbim. So Rabbim Mishloisha, everybody would agree Rabbim Mishloisha. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch wants to say. It's a big Chiddush. That the difference between a Mesis and a Mediach, it doesn't have to be Mediach or Nidachas. Whenever it's Mediach as a Rabbim, how many people constitute a Rabbim? So some say a Machlok is 3 or 10, and the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, no, everybody's masking that it's 3. The only time there's an opinion that you need 10, it's only by that rare case, by the Neder Shehuda Aldas Rabbim, there's a new pasuk that you need 10. But in Kol HaTarkul, whenever there's a vort of Rabbi versus Yochid, so 3 would be sufficient. So that's what the Gemara quotes. There's a double machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. There's one machlekes by the Mediach. Does he get the same Mises Bezin as the Mesis? So the Chachamim hold the same thing. A Mesis is Beskilo. And the Mediach is Beskilo. So it's like interesting, the Mediach gets a greater Oynish than the people get. That's how we... Yeah. Okay. That's how we assume Lala. We assume like the Chachamim, the Reb Shimon. that the Midiach gets skila, even though the Anshe Nidachas are not going to get skila. They're only going to get the Sayif, the Pasuk says. And Reb Shimon disagrees, and he points out, not because of my story, not because he can't get a greater Onish, because Reb Shimon holds that it is a greater Onish anyway. Shimon holds that the order of the four Mises Bezna, Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Saif. Saif is on the bottom. So he's getting worse than the Anshe Yoni Dachas anyway. They're getting Saif, which according to Reb Shimon is on the bottom of the scale. And the Mediach, and the Medich Yoni Dachas, according to Reb Shimon, are going to get Chenek, which is worse anyway. He's also Maskim and the Chacham. They both say the same thing, that the Mediach gets a greater Onish than the Anshe Yoni Dachas get. So Reb Shimon holds that Mediach is a different parsha. Mediach is not the same as Mesis. He gets only an Onish of Chenek. That's the second machlokes is of Shimon and Rabban. The Gemara says based on Gzeres Shabbos. How do you darshan the Gzeres Shabbos? Then the Gemara quotes the first machlokes of Shimon and Rabbanon. This is a problem. The Mishnah says that a Novi HaSheker, this is Elohein HaNechnoke. So the Mishnah says that a Novi HaSheker gets Chenek. Or HaMisnabe B'Shem HaBeris Kechavim gets Chenek. What if, and then there's a parsha in Chumash about a Navi who convinces the people to worship Avodah Zarah. He comes in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded me to tell you to worship Avodah Zarah. So the halach is, you're not allowed to live. We just learned Rabbi Yechanan's memory 10 lines before the end of the parak. Even if the Navi only tells you, Lohayro Asho, if he tells you to violate Shabbos, Lohayro Asho, to violate Kashrus, to violate anything else, Lohayro Asho, so you have to listen to him if he has established himself as a Navi Muxik. But if he tells you an Avodah Zarah, to violate Avodah Zarah even HaRu HaShoah, there is no such thing. You can't listen to the Navi in Avodah Zarah even for HaRu HaShoah. So here there are two parshas in the Chumash. There's a Navi HaMisnabi B'Shem Avodah Zarah. I am a Navi of this Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah told me you should worship Avodah Zarah. So that's a Misnabi B'Shem Avodah. That's the Mishnah. What about this one? HaMisnabi B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should worship Avodah Zarah. make a difference whether, whether they listen or not. What's the din? What's the pasuk says in Chumash he gets misa. So ein stam misa amar about Torah should be chenek. So that's what, that's what Rav Shimon taught. He's a novi asheka. Novi asheka gets chenek, and the chachamim say no. What do you mean chenek? Chenek is if he convinces stam a novi. make a difference whether they listen or not. What's the din? What's the pasuk says in Chumash he gets misa. So ain stam misa amar about Torah should be chenek. So that's what Rav Shimon taught. He's a novi asheka. Novi asheka gets chenek, and the chachamim say no. What do you mean chenek? Chenek is if he convinces stam a novi asheka. Novi Asheker tells them, I heard from the Rabbi Shalom you should go to war. I heard from the Rabbi Shalom you should invest in AT&T. I heard from the Rabbi Shalom you should be Mechal Shabbos this week as a Harasha. But if the Novi is trying to convince the people they should worship Abed Azor, that's the Chameses. So that's what the Chachamim say. Novi Shehidia. If the Novi is trying to convince the people to worship Abed Azor, that's the Chameses. Based on the Chameses, is a Meses Abed Azor. Meses always gets schema. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees and he says, Chenek. Even though he's convincing the people to worship Avodah Zarah, Rav Shimon holds l'shitasa. The Medicher and Itachas are also convincing people to worship Avodah Zarah, and they don't get skila, they get chenek. So he says the Novi Shitiach only gets chenek. He doesn't get skila. The Gemara explains what the Pesukim, the drasha from the Pesukim. So now the Gemara is going to have on the last line, on Peites, on the base going over to the top line on Tzadik Amen Aleph. So the Gemara has a machlokes amayroim. Exactly what case is there a machlokes of Shimon and a Chachamim over here? By the Novi Shehidiyah, whether he gets skilo or chenek. Omer Rav Chizde. First is going to be a machlokes Rav Chizde and Rav Hamnune, and then the Gemara is going to say it's a machlokes between Abai v'Rov. Same machlokes Abai v'Rov. So the Gemara quotes Omer Rav Chizde, on the top line it says machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim by the Novi who tries to convince the people to worship Avodah Zarah that the Chachamim say Amesis is Amesis. All Mesisim, Amesis is Hayachar, Amesis is Harabim, Amesis Betaris Nevuah. He camouflages the Hasasa by saying he's a Novi Muchzak apparently. Otherwise, if he's not a Novi Muchzak, Lata Meshugana. So that's not called a Novi Asheker. A Novi Asheker tries to sell a bill of goods, tell the people to listen to him. If Glata crackpot comes and he says he sets himself up to deny, he doesn't show a nice in my face. He doesn't have a din al tikash. He should never din of a Novi Asheker. Because they're not going to listen to him anyway. It means he was once a Novi Emes and he once gave a nice in my face. And he says, you have to listen to me because I have already established myself as a Novi Mukhsa. But if he's not a Novi Mukhsa, the Pashta says he shouldn't be a Novi Asheker. He's not a good actor. But it's a poor actor. He's a poor actor. He tells them Benavua, they should listen to him. And he forgot. He forgot the half of his script. He forgot to give an oisem moifes. So that's not b'chor. That's not a novi asheker. He did. What it doesn't come true. The pasuk says that what, if it doesn't come true, then he does get nisa. Even though he has already been established previously as a novi emes, as a novi mukzok. Yeah, I don't know, but l'chora I would assume that the only time he has a din of a Novi Sheker is if at one time he gave him an Eisem Mephis, and this time it fell through. But if he never gave an Eisem Mephis, l'chora shouldn't have the din of a Novi Sheker. He's not speaking like an Eisem. Let's say a guy says, I would recommend you should be Mechal Shabbos this week. Not be Nevuah, so that's not a Novi Sheker. So even if he says, I got a Nevuah that min Hashemayim that you have to. A person says, I got a Nevuah, and he doesn't produce an Oysam Mavis. He's not speaking the Torah's Novi. Just because he says, I got a Nevuah, it doesn't mean anything. The Pashto says he has to have previously demonstrated some Oysam Mavis. Look her.
Saying, like, how do I know that we have to, you know, come
the Oysam Mavis? Yeah. Yes, and maybe it means that this time he gave another Oysam Mavis that didn't come true. That's why we believed him. That's why we should have believed him this time also.
Then what are we asking? Why don't we know? We already know.
We already know that he is Muchzik as a Navi Yemes. But now, so we assume now also he's a Navi Yemes. We're prepared to listen to him. But then this time he gave another Eisem Moifes and it fell through.
Why should he give another one?
Well, it's not necessary, Taka. But he did. He gave another Eisem Moifes and it fell through. So then it's Biyadua that he's a Navi Sheker. Despite the fact that he already has been established as a Novi Yemes. But let's say if he never gave an Eisem Mavis, never established himself as a Novi Muchzok, the Chavir, he shouldn't have a din of Novi Yashek.
But like, how do I know? How do we already know? Why does that matter? I mean, the first thing, you can ask, how do I know? So what do you mean? If he's already given an Eisem Mavis, you already know. Why
How do you know not to listen to him? No. How do you know yes to listen to him? Because he already gave an isomorphism previously. So we do assume he's telling the truth, but the Torah says if he gave an isomorphism and it falls through, then the yodua that this time is an avi asher. I think so. So let's see again. So Rav Chisda claims the only time the Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon and they say that he gets skila if he's a Nabi Shehidiach, l'avod zarek. Either oiker haguf l'avod zarek. The Nabi says, I heard from the Baruch Shalom in Nevuah that Mikan v'yelach, he doesn't care about avod zarek. The Baruch Shalom lachs l'chais, Yoshev v'shamayim yischak Hashem yidaglam, the whole thing is a joke and he doesn't, he's meichel on his cover. The whole thing doesn't bother him anymore, he can do all the avod zarek you want. Or if it's keel mixes a little mixes Avodah Zarah. Or the Navi says, the Baruch Shalom wants you this time to worship Avodah Zarah. In principle, the Baruch Shalom still wants the prohibition of Avodah Zarah, but he has a Hayra Ashura. So that we know is also a lie, you know, says later. That we know is also a lie. So that's the only time that the Chachamim will say that the Navi Shehidiyach is going to be the Skila. Why? Because Sof Kol Sof, he's trying to convince the people to worship Avodah Zarah. How do you know that either Oike Kala Gupta Avedizora or Bitl Kiyo Mixas or Bitl Mixas or Hiru Ashura Avedizora? Because the Pasuk says, Min Haderach Afilo Mixas, Min Haderach. Rashi explains the drushes. How does Rashi write? That's the drosha. Min haderech is afila mixas min haderech. Afila mixas min haderech. If it only convinces the people to worship Avodah Zarah, the Hayru Ashura. Aval oiker haguf dishar mitzvahis. But if he's trying to convince the people to do some other avera, whether the Hayru Ashura or permanently, has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. So that would be divrei hakol, that would be bechenek. That's a Novi Asheker. That's what the Mishnah says. A Novi Asheker says, a Mesa Novi Ahu. The Stamisa Hamura Batur is Ein Alechenik. So no one would say in such a case that he's going to get Skilo. In principle, a Novi Asheker gets Chenik. Unless he's a Novi Asheker who is trying to convince people to worship Avodah Zarah, then the Chachamim the Reb Shimon say, that's a Mesis. A Mesis Avodah Zarah gets Skilo. Whether he's Mesis Avodah Zarah, that he should worship Avodah Zarah Kovua permanently. Although Rosh Hashanah does make a difference, it's also called a Mesis. But if he's only convincing the people that they should violate Shara Averis, so then that's a Novi Hasheker. Novi Hasheker, that's the mission, that everybody agrees that it gets Chenek. And what if the Novi Hasheker tells them to be Oike Mitzas, Bishar Mitzvahs, to be Kiyo Mitzvahs, to be Bitl Mitzvahs, he tells them that Rebbe Shalom wants you as a Hayru Ashur to eat Chazer. Rebbe Shalom wants you as a Hayru Ashur to be Mechal Shabbat. So then the din is that you're supposed to listen to the Novi. What happens if we chap the Novi, it turns out that he was a Novi Hasheker? It turns out we ascertained that he gave an isomorphism and it fell through. So such a case, he claims over here, Rav Chisda claims that there wouldn't be, they're both going to say, that part they both agree. Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna, they both say if it's kiyo mixus, a bitl mixus of shah mitzvahs, they're hakol potter. Despite the fact that he was established as a novi sheker, he's not going to be chayiv any misa because when the parsha has the din, when the Chumash has the din of a Novi Asheker, it would appear over there, Dafke Kidiber Sora, how does Rashi quote? Avaloika Aguf, Dirakal Bechenek, okay. Rashi says, the Hosam Dova Ksiv, Dova Shalom Aloika Atzi Dova. What's the full Pasuk? Acha Novi Asheyozi Ledabe Dova Bishmi. So Rashi says, just like Gemara has... So to over here we darshan, so if the Navi says in the name of the Rebbe Shlomo, Halgavar, if the Navi says you should invest in AT&T, Navi tells you anything else, that's a Dabba Shalom. Whatever he tells you, that's a Dabba Shalom. But if the Navi tells you the Rebbe Shlomo wants you to Hayru Ashur to be Mechal Shabbos, but not permanently. So that's called the Chatzi Dover, because he's saying, in principle, the laws of Shabbos still apply, the laws of Kasher still apply. The Rebbe Shalom wants a Zohar Rashur that you should violate it now. So that's called the Chatzi Dover. So that we darshan Dover, Asher Yazid LeDaber Dover Bishmi, and I never told him that, so then it's a Dover LeChatzi Dover, so Kiyo Mitzvahs, Adital Mitzvahs, Asher Mitzvahs, he's not Chai at all. And Novi Asheker on Advar Harshus, that is a Dover Shalom. You can't say it's a chatzi davar. But zalocha, every day you have to invest in different things. And today the Navi tells you to invest in 18 things. So it's only a davar, but a chatzi davar. No. Who says they're not dealing about anything else? So whatever the Navi told you, that's a davar shalom. But if the Navi tells you, the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu din l'daris of Shabbos, and this one time, he wants you to be Mechal Shabbos. This one time, he wants you to eat trefi. So that's called a chatzi davar. Because it's in the context of a larger mitzvah that's still kayon. It tells you that part of it doesn't apply. So that's what Rav Chisda says. That's what Rav Chisda says. Freg di Gemara kash and maskif Rav Hamnune. How can he say that? That what? That the only time there's a machloikes, hatanoim Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon, and the Chachamim hold that you get skilo, is when a Navi is trying to convince the people to worship Abed Azar. So basically he's a masis. A Navi is a masis. He's a masis. Mesis is skila, Mediach, Iridachas is beskila, Nabi who convinces the people to worship Abu Dazar is also a Mesis. Freg de Gemara, no, but in that parsha where it says that the Nabi who convinces the people to violate Mitzvah Satera is punished, and the Chachamim argue with Reb Shimon about how to darshan the Gezer Shava, and they say that he's punished with skila, so not because of the Gezer Shava Hadocha, so in that parsha it says, as Rashi quote the pasuk, whatever he tells you something, lahadichachom and haderech hashem tzibcha Hashem alokecho laleches bo. So the Gemara understands hashem tzibcha Hashem alokecho laleches goes on a mitzvah sasei. If the Navi tries to convince the people to violate a mitzvah sasei, and then the expression bo has the connotation of a loy sasei. How does the word bo have the connotation of a loy sasei? So Rashi says the ramaska bo is a loy sasei. The gamina hashachata bo. It says in Parshas Vayikra that if a person violates an Avera B'Shoigig, which if he wouldn't have violated it, B'Mezid, he would have been Chayev Kores. If he violates the Avera B'Shoigig, he's Chayev to bring a Korban Chatos. So that Pasuk says, Odelot Chatos HaShachot Abba, then he has to bring a Korban Chatos to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Klal is that you only Chayev Chatos if you violate an Avera B'Kum V'Yaseh. If you violate an Avera B'Shoigig, Al Tasi, you're not Chayev Chatos. So that's that. How do you violate an Avera B'Kum V'Yaseh? You violate a Lo Yaseh. So the pasuk says again, if the Navi Asherke bikish la kid bikish la adichacho min aderech asher simcha Hashem alokecho laleches bo. So the pasuk has the mashmoes. That's what the Tanaim Adarshin in the Sifrei here. The pasuk has the connotation. The Navi is trying to convince you to violate one of the mitzvahs atar, whether it's a mitzvah sesei or a mitzvah loy sesei. Whether it's laleches implies a mitzvah sesei, or bo has the connotation of a shachad bo mitzvah loy sesei. So the Gemara is, so Rav Chisda, Rav Hamnun, and Tainus to Rav Chisda, you're telling me that the Machlekes, Rav Shimon and Achachamim, how to read the Pshat and the Pasuk, that the Novi Asheker is Chayv Misadir, is only by Avodah Zarah. The Achachamim hold that it's Chayv Skilo. The Zereshava Hadocha Hadocha, that the Novi, who convinces the people, B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he speaks in the name of Avodah Zarah, that they should worship Avodah Zarah, that's Chenek. That's a different Pasuk in Chumash. But if he speaks in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should worship Avodah Zarah, so that's an unclear pasuk. So that's the machloekes satanai, whether it's skilo or chenik. So Rav Chisda claims that's the only machloekes where the Rabbanon disagree with Rav Shimon is going to be if they're convincing the people to worship Avodah Zarah, because it's a mesis, that's all. So frek takashe, where do you ever have a mitzvah sesei by Avodah Zarah? By Avodah Zarah is always a loy sesei. Mitzvah sesei sounds like it's other, it's tefillin. No? Mitzvah sesei is the Ramach mitzvah sesei. Avodah Zarah is lechov is a loy sesei. So that's his argument. And if you, Rav Chisda, insist that the only time you have the machlok is Rav Shimon and the Rabbanah, how to read the pasuk, how to read the pshat and the pasuk, is only by the case of Avodah Zarah. And Mishar Aveir is the Rabbanah. We'll be masking to Rav Shimon that is a plain old Navi Asheker. And it's only going to be chenek. No one's going to say that it's going to be skilo. So frek takashe. What's the drasha of the sifrei on that pasuk in Dvarim? Asher bikesh lahadichach meraderech asher tzivcha Hashem lakecho laleches bo mitzvah sesei mitzvah loy sesei. Where do you have babedes kachav meseh babedes kam hechem ashkachas lo? So the Gemara says, why not? Tirkum Rav Chisda v'nitatzta. It's an interesting Gemara. So it comes out that even Rav Chisda, there's a mitzvah sesei to destroy Avodah Zarah. So the Navi comes and tells him, the Rebbeinu Shlom said that even though there's in general there's a mitzvah sesei to destroy Avodah Zarah, but today this is a Yotzei Min HaKlal. He wants you to take this Avodah Zarah and put it in a museum. You shouldn't destroy it. So he's a Navi Asheker, so he said, you're going to give him an Einish Musa. He didn't convince the people to worship Avodah Zarah. Right, he didn't convince the people to worship Avodah Zarah. He's only convincing the people to violate the essay of Nitatzdem. And nonetheless, even Rav Chisda's Moida, that in such a case, the Chachamim say there's going to be Skilo. So he's Nishkin Mesis. He's not a Mesis. A Mesis Alpi Pashtus is only trying to convince the people to worship Avodah Zarah. So Rav Chisda's limitation, Rav Chisda says the only time the Rabbanan hold that it's Skilo is not the way we said originally, because Rav Chisda holds the Skilo. It's because Amesis is Amesis. If he's Midiach, the whole Anshi and Nidachas is Vaiter Amesis, and the Navi Shehisis is also Amesis. Everything is Mesis. Every form of Mesis, every form of Mesis is going to get Skilo. No, you see, that's not Amesis. If a person tries to convince me not to fulfill the mitzvah of the Nitatzdem, it's a Bechal Mishke Mesis. So you see that the Chachamim hold that the skill of his Bataris Navi Asheker, not Bataris Mesis. Interesting, that's even Rav Chisda. Rav Hamnuna disagrees Bechlau. Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna holds that Rav Chisda is wrong. So he says, Machloik is Boiker Aguf Beimba, but it's come Beimishan Mitzis. If the Navi comes and he tells the people, the Rebbe Shalom decided from now on that you don't have to keep kosher. Baruch Shalom decided from now on that you don't have to keep Shabbos. So Rav Hamnuna claims that that's also going to be a Machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Chacham, and the Chacham are going to say that they're skilos. So it's also, that's not Mesis. So you see that Bein L'Rav Chisda, Bein L'Rav Hamnuna, they're both saying, not the way we thought originally, the Pasha Pshat and the Braisa was, that the Shitas Chachamim the Rav Shimon is, that every form of Mesis gets skilos. Whether it's Mesis is a Yochet, Mesis is a Rabin that we call Midiach, or is it Navi Shehisis? It's all the same thing. Mesis Fabadizar gets skilo. No, you see that the Chachamim hold that there's skilo. There are two kinds of Navi Asheker. A Navi Asheker tells you to invest in AT&T, comes out that it's a lie. A Navi Asheker tells you to be Oiken Mitzas and the Kai Mitzas of any other mitzvah, turns out that it's a lie. If it doesn't turn out it's a lie, you should listen to him if he's Uchsak Navi. Navi Muchsak. If it turns out to be a lie, then everybody agrees that in such a case he's going to get Chenik. That's Elohein HaNechnokin, Navi HaSheker. But if the Navi HaSheker is convincing the people to violate, from now on they shouldn't keep Shabbos, from now on they shouldn't keep Kashrus. So Rav Hamnuna claims that according to Rav Chachamim he gets Skilo. And even Rav Chisda, who disagrees, but he admits by the Navi HaSheker, who is trying to convince the people not to fulfill the mitzvah of the Nitatzdem, not to fulfill the mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah, he says also going to get skilo. So the skilo is not Bataris Mesis, it's Bataris Navi HaSheker. They both come up with a chiddush, both Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna, they both came up with a big chiddush that in the Chachamim Shita, that the Chachamim didn't say, they didn't just say that every Mesis in the world gets skilo. They said sometimes a Navi HaSheker gets skilo. The two parshas in the Chumash of Navi HaSheker. That's what you see. That's Rav Soloveitchik points out in a sefer that they printed recently, the collection of letters of Rav Soloveitchik. So he points it out in this Gemara. It's a big chiddush. Unless you're going to say that a person who is trying to convince people to violate another out there is also a Mesis. Nah. A Mesis Lavoi Lezara. Mesis, not a Mesis L'Shaves. You had the Gemara earlier. The Gemara says, how do you know Ein Toinim L'Mesis? So the Gemara learns it out from the Nochash HaKadmoni. That was one Gemara, yeah, but then there was another Gemara here. Achov Tesam and Aleph, no? That's 15 lines from the bottom. In Dina Moment is, there's a rule, Psach Pichal Ilim. A pasuk in Mishnah, Psach Pichal Ilim. Means if you have it interpreting Reuben and Shimon, so Bezni asks the Nitva. Bezni asks the Tilea, what do you want? And then he asks the Nitva, well, what's your response? What do you say? Bezni's not supposed to help out the Nitva. Why don't you tell him this? Why don't you tell him that? That's what a lawyer will tell him. The Bezni will say, what's your response to the claim of the Tavea? But what happens if the Nitva is a Labar Taina? It's not a Charachmonis. The Nitva is a Yisoyim or a Kuchas. They don't know Bechlal what's going on. They were not involved in it in Torah when it started with someone else. And then they bought the field from the someone else. So they yarshin the field from the father. They don't know what to say. So then you have a din tagnina liyisayim melokuchas. The Bezdin advances a tagnin. So the Gemara says this distinction that you only advance a tagnin on behalf of someone else in Didi Mamet is only if the party is a labar taina. Allah Bardasi doesn't know what to say. The Yerushim, Olu Lekuchas, Psach Picha Le'ilem, one who doesn't know what to say. That's only a mamus. And the Fashis, you always say Toina. You always say Tainina. Dezen says, we'll always advance a Taina on behalf of the Nidon to ascertain whether he's Chayg Nisa or not. Except for a Mesis. By the Mesis, we don't advance any Tainas. Why? Because you see, from the Rachash HaKadmoni, that's the Gemara, 8-9 lines from the bottom of the Daf. Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin Shein Toinim L'Mesis, Minachash HaKadmoni. The Rambam Abbas, M'loi Habit Tainas HaYilu, Minachash Litam, M'loi Toinim, M'loi Toinim, M'loi Toinim, Kodesh Bochu, because Ein Toinim L'Mesis. Where was the Nachash HaMesis? Nachash was convincing other Mechabit, they should violate Machovas HaSuris, they should eat from the Eitz Hadas. So Moshe Feinstein has a whole truth, from this Gemara you see, that anyone who tries to convince anybody else of any Aveira, to coax a person to violate any Aveira, has a din of a Mesis. The Pashtus is usually assumed that it's not so. The Nochash said, eat from Eitz Hadas, v'isim kilehim yodek tov v'ra. That was Aveira Zor. He says, how do you think the Ribbono Shel Olam became so powerful? He ate from the Eitz Hadas. So you'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, v'isim kilehim yodek tov v'ra. So the Pashtus, we usually assume, not like Rav Moshe, usually assume, that was also Hasasa for Aveira Zor. You don't have to worship the Ribbono Shel Olam. You'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, you become just as powerful as him, you'll be able to be competition to him. You won't have to listen to anything he said. That's the pshat. That's why it's Ein Toinim L'Mesis. But the Pashtus usually learn that Mesis is only one who's convincing someone else to worship Abba Dizara, not convincing to do another Aveir. Another Aveir is Lichnivu L'Sita Mirshah, but it's not Mesis. So still, our Gemara says, Bein L'Rav Chizda, Bein L'Rav Hamnune. Bein L'Abai, Bein L'Rav. Abai V'Rav argue the same Machlek Zav Chizda, Rav Hamnune, about the details of the Ravana Shikis. So you see that even the Chachamim, who say that the Novi Shehidiach is Beskilo, is not only in the case where he's trying to convince the people to worship Abba Rizal, he's trying to convince them to be Mevatel a mitzvah of Benitatzdem, or he tries to convince the people to be Oiker a whole mitzvah of Kashrus, or the whole mitzvah of Shabbos or something, Oiker Kalaguf the Shah mitzvahs. So Chiddush in the Gemara, the way they're interpreting the Brice. And then the Gemara repeats the same machlokes all over again. Abai v'Rava had the same machlokes as Rav Chizda and Rav Hamnuna, and they both gave an interpretation of the brisa that follows.
Mesis, the person doesn't have to do the aveira.
The attempt. Yeah.
The attempt itself is the definition.
Right.
There's no. Doesn't have to fulfill the mindset.
Right. Halacha l'maisa. I think the Gemara earlier had a pesanach kemina. I think whether they have to worship the Aveira Zara or not, I forgot it. I think in Abba Mises, the Gemara has a different, there is a chiluk. It's a different nach kemina. I forgot what it is. Huh? Do they have to actually worship, or you just have to agree to worship? So by Rabbim, the Meidiach is only chayv if they actually go ahead. They just say Nelech and Avot, so he's not chayv yet. That's what the Gemara makes a distinction. Then the Mishnah has also one of the people who gets chenik is Abual Eishesish. Abual Naira Hamarasa, the two different kinds of Eishesish. A Naira Hamarasa is Biskilo, and Anisha Nesua is chenik. So they hear the Mishnah kills Abual Eishesish, if Nitna Salushus Abal, means if there was Efter Nesua, then it's going to be chenik. Because during Erisin it's going to be Naira Hamarasa, it's going to be Biskilo. There are many differences between Arus and Nesua. So, this is one difference. The Eilish is a difference. The Gemara and Kiddushin. And they want to give a chilik between Arus and Nesu, so the Gemara says, L'yorsha, the Tamil, Allahof, and the Derev. There are many differences between Abal, Yorosh, Yisrish, there's only Eftan, Yisuin. And the Baal is Metame, Lo Yitama. This week said, the mitzvah of Lo Yitama only applies if it's Eftan, Yisuin. Ishta, Arusa, Lo Yoran, Lo, Lo Metame, Lo Mefin, the Derev. The Farsan Dharma is different. And Ayar Hamarasa, Hibi, Avi, Abai, Lo Mefir, and the Derev, the Shutfis. And in Isha Nesua, the Baal is Mefin and Dharma by himself. So the Gemara in Kiddushin a few times gives these three. Nafkaminis Ladina. Yorsha the Tamil on half and the Rev. And here, but again to the Oynish, we pass Mila Locha this distinction. The Chilik is that the Psukim say Chumish like that. He's a Psukim Chumish. That Boal Naira Maras is going to be Biskila, and Boal Anasua is going to be Bechenik. And then the last line in the Mishnah with the last tickle of Gemara just quotes the Psukim that by the normally, whenever you have Pasuk and Chumish, all of the Parshat Gilei Arayis and Achrei Moyes and Kedoshim is written from the perspective of the man. The man is not allowed to marry this woman, the man is not allowed to marry that woman. What about from the perspective of the woman? It doesn't say. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Taf Tezvav, learns out from a Pasuk, Yishva Kosev Ishali Yish, L'chol Onshin Shabbat Torah, even though the Chumish is always written Baloshim Zohar. Kol HaTorah Kula is written Baloshim Zohar. But there is no neutral gender. So it's, even if it's written Baloshim Zohar, it applies equally to the women. So the women get the same Einish as the men. So the Akoin is Boal Agrusha, so the Akoin gets Malka, so she gets Malka. The man is Boal Naira Amorosa, so he gets Gila, she gets Gila. Boal Anasua, he gets Chenik, she gets Chenik. It's always the same. The one and only exception to the rule is over here, by the Bas Koin Shezinsa. That the Chumash says the Bas Koin Shezinsa gets Sreifa, and the Pasuk emphasizes he boyish disarif, he beloy boyala, only she gets and the boyal doesn't get sreifa. It's not equal. Why? Because the Pasuk says it's Sabiya he machalalas, because she's a bas koin. He's not mechalal his, even if he's a koin, but he's not mechalal the father. Sabiya he machalalas, only a shaifas to the daughter. So that's the exception to the rule that the boyal and the novellas don't get the same oinish misa. And then the Pasuk is also mashma, the tanoim darshan from the Pasuk, that the Eidim Zamimim will get. Usually the Eidim Zamimim should get the same Einish Kasher Zaman Lassus Liochim, and here they don't get. They gave Eidim Sheker to give the Naira, to give the Bas Koin Shezinsa Sreifa, and then they were Huzmu. So the Halacha says that you don't give them Sreifa, you only give them the Einish that, the theoretical Einish that she should have gotten, the Hainu, the Chenik. They're not going to get the Sreifa. That's how the Perek concludes. Okay. Maybe we'll start, we said we'll start the end of the Masechta on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base with the, and conclude with the halachas of Avir and Idachas, and then we'll have to discuss learning the Agarta, whether we should spend time learning the Agarta. The last Mishnah talks about Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, talks about Anshi Ir Hanidachas, Elam Chelik Yolam Avashin Emma, Yotzu Anoshim B'nei B'liyal Nikir Becha. Yotzu sounds like Me'olamam Yotzu. Rashi has a chum. I'm a moron. They gave money to the yeshiva. They sit and listen for 2-3 hours in a whole dedication. Such a hot day in Eretz Yisrael. The climate is so warm. And I can't even give my drink a soda. After they gave so much money, this rabbi is an idiot. There's something wrong. Hafnish can say, he doesn't have an ounce of brains. So that's a lifne iver. If he's not going to give him a drink, that'll be a violation of lifne iver of an avera deraisa. They'll think poorly of Talmid HaChacham. They'll think poorly of Talmid HaChacham, that a Talmid HaChacham.